Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. The power is back on for most Texas homes and businesses following a storm that's blamed for record cold and dozens of deaths. But more than 500,000 Texas utility customers remain in the dark. Governor Greg Abbott says ERCOT, the state-regulated private firm that manages the Texas power grid, has failed on every level.
5 days before the winter storm hit, the ERCOT CEO assured ERCOT, and I quote, "We're ready for the cold temperatures coming our way." He said that ERCOT had issued a notice to power plants to ensure that they were winterized properly.
Abbott says more rolling blackouts may be needed to ease pressure on power grids. A boil water order is affecting more than 7 million Texans, while broken water mains and frozen pipes are forcing some families to scramble for clean water. Wintry conditions are disrupting coronavirus vaccine shipments across the nation. From Seattle, Will Stone reports that some jurisdictions say they may have to delay or cancel more appointments until more vaccine doses arrive.
Washington State estimates more than 90% of this week's expected allocation of COVID vaccines will be delayed. The Moderna doses have not yet shipped, and Pfizer shots are also limited. Some appointments are being canceled. Michelle Roberts is with the Washington Department of Health.
We hope deliveries will happen later this week, but we're in a holding pattern until the weather on the East Coast lightens up.
Across the South and Midwest, some states have also closed vaccine sites this week due to weather. In Las Vegas, thousands of second shot appointments are being pushed back. For NPR News, I'm Will Stone in Seattle.
The Biden administration is issuing some new guidelines for immigration and customs enforcement. NPR's Joel Rose reports that the move is expected to sharply limit arrests and deportations.
In many ways, ICE agents became the face of the Trump administration's immigration crackdown. Now, those agents have been told to prioritize pressing threats to national security or public safety when they decide whom to arrest, detain, and deport. Under the new guidance, immigrants who've been convicted of aggravated felonies, such as rape and murder, are presumed to be a threat to public safety. But a host of other crimes will generally not make immigrants a priority for arrest or deportation. Immigration hardliners complain that the Biden administration is preventing ICE agents from doing their jobs, in essence, abolishing ICE without actually abolishing it. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration is asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit seeking to exclude undocumented residents from the census data used to allocate congressional seats. The case was brought by the state of Alabama and Republican Congressman Mo Brooks. Administration attorneys say the case should at least be put on hold until the census numbers are released. This is NPR News. Attorneys for a reputed Proud Boys leader in Kansas is blaming former President Donald Trump for the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol. Army veteran William Cressman remains in custody as a judge considers whether to release him before trial. Cressman is charged with conspiracy, obstruction of an official proceeding, and other charges that stem from the attack on the Capitol. A city commission is reviewing the fate of Abraham Lincoln statues in Chicago. No decision has been made as the city reviews its monuments to historical figures as part of a racial healing project. Statues of Presidents George Washington, Ulysses S. Grant, and William McKinley are being considered for removal, while a Christopher Columbus monument has already been taken down. NASA's robotic rover known as Perseverance has landed safely on Mars. NPR's Joe Palca has more.
The streak started in 1997 with the Sojourner rover on board the Pathfinder mission. Then in 2004, Spirit and Opportunity arrived, and in 2012, Curiosity. The latest six-wheeled rover looks a lot like Curiosity, but has more sophisticated instruments. It's also carrying a 4-pound helicopter that will make test flights in the coming months. Perseverance's main mission is to look for signs that there might once have been some form of life on Mars. The landing site is Jezero Crater, where scientists think there was a lake 3.5 billion years ago. If there were microbes in the lake, they might have left signatures in the rocks in the crater that the rover can detect. Joe Palca, NPR News.
This is NPR.